Welcome to Last Call on BFF.FM. This is your host, Av, and I am with a man of Egyptian heritage who's eating pita bread and hummus next to me. Goes by the name of Sharif. You want to say something?
Hello. Apologies for my delay. Was busy eating.
Busy eating? How's the hummus?
Some of us haven't had lunch yet.
How would you rate
this Oro wheat
pita pockets and Sabra olive
tapenade?
Tapenade?
Yeah.
What's a tapenade?
Like a crumbled olive salsa.
Really? That sounds pretty good.
Do you want some? Do you want to do a live taste test?
I'm going to do a live taste test. All right. While I do a live taste test,
I'm going to break it down for you, right? So I feel disgusting for buying. Wait, don't. No. You got to open up the pita.
Oh, shit.
You got to open up the pita and split it into two. That way you get double the scoop.
No, man. All right, do it for me.
Oh, you already did
it. Oh, okay. All right.
He had it opened.
Let's see what this tape nade is all about.
It's tapenade. All right, that's enough hummus. You don't need to take all that much.
Damn. You want me to Venmo you?
I would like a Venmo
charge. It's about 8 cents of hummus I got.
Eight cents is a $4 thing.
This thing?
Yeah.
All right, fine. 25 cents of hummus right here.
That's fair.
And pita included.
Oh, yeah. With the pita, it's a 35-cent charge.
Oh, that's good. That's good hummus and tape nade. Welcome to Last Call.
Where you listen to Ab eat. Just very close to the mic. I'm never using that. Stop eating. No, you got your taste.
Dude, it's really good.
Yeah, you got your taste.
Let me have more.
Now, describe the flavor profile to me.
It's a mix of hummus and olives.
Okay.
And
what kind of depth of flavor does it have?
I got to tell you, I do like this crumbled olive texture and flavor because like you crumble the olive, it brings out the taste a lot.
Yeah.
It's good.
Damn, dude, you should be a judge on Top Chef.
I'm going to go for this when I go to the store. Instead of like, I don't like that. I hate the roasted bell pepper. Hummus.
What?
Yeah.
That one's so I'm good.
Sorry,
the roasted red pepper ones?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you fucking suck. That's why.
Fuck you. I love hummus in general, but not the roasted. And I love this one too. Let me have more.
You're not having more, dude.
Fine. Hey, you know what I recently got on though? Is the Olive Bar at grocery stores.
I've never been.
Every grocery store chain has an Olive Bar.
What the fuck is an Olive Bar? Oh, Olive Bar.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like a granola bar made of olives.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That sounds too weird.
No,
like
yeah,
an Olive
dude,
Bar. Like you pick out your own types of olives with different... A couple of them have different
flavors.
Dude,
I can eat olives for days.
You can buy it by weight and just kind of pop olives.
I used to eat olives for breakfast.
Yeah, man. I don't pop pills. I pop olives.
What kind of olives do you pop?
I like a
Kalamata. Pitted, non-pitted,
you know what? I'll tell you, actually, I don't know if this is an unpopular opinion, but I like pitted because it's not unpopular at all, probably. But I do like pitted because it forces you to take more time to eat it. So you can really enjoy the flavor. Because you put it in your mouth, you can't eat the whole thing. So it's not like you can just like eat like five at a time.
I mean, you can eat five at a time.
But why would you? No?
Because you could.
Each olive has its own personality and wants to be... Loved.
Wants to be heard.
Wants to be heard.
Where's Fluffy?
Fluffy is in my house in Cupertino. My brother's.
You left Fluffy?
Tortoise sitting.
Why'd you leave Fluffy?
I was with him, but I know you haven't seen him in a while, huh?
Yeah, I have separation anxiety.
For those of you who don't know, Fluffy is my pet tortoise. He's a marginated tortoise. About, I don't know, 3 inches long, 4 inches long, maybe.
Tortoises are land creatures. Turtles are sea creatures.
So my brother told me that turtles, the word turtle apparently like encompasses tortoise as well. And like, it's like, is a hot dog a sandwich type thing?
So a hot dog is not a sandwich though.
Yeah, so apparently...
Don't ever say that shit to me again.
What he said to me is like a tortoise is a type of turtle, but I don't know, man. I'm not buying it.
So a turtle is a tortoise, but a tortoise is not a turtle. No. A tortoise is a turtle, but a turtle is not a tortoise.
Turtle may refer to the order as a whole or the particular, you know, aquatic species. So it just depends what you're saying. Tortoise usually refers to any land-dwelling, non-swimming, chelonian.
Chelonian?
Chelonian, dude.
Can you spell that for me?
C-H-E-L-O-N-I-A-N. It means... Drum roll... A reptile of the order Testudines. Testudines. A turtle, terrapin, or tortoise.
Testudo what?
I'm going to go with tortoise, man. Oh, Testudo is actually the Testudo marginata is the breed name for my...
Testudo marginata?
The biological name, yeah, for my
is
tortoise.
Is that marginated tortoise?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, he's been good. He looks like he's gotten a little bit bigger.
A little thick?
Yeah, yeah. His front feet or limbs, whatever, are...
You got some thick legs?
A little thicker, yeah. He's getting thicker. I want him to get thicker. So you can survive in the wild if, you know,
he
outlives me.
He ain't fat, bro. It's just a little thick.
Just a little thick. Yeah. 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 That's the idea. My life purpose is to prepare Fluffy so that when he outlives me, he can survive on his own.
How long do you think Fluffy's going to live for?
I want him to live until like 100. That's my
Do you think Fluffy's going to live long enough to see Westworld come to real life?
To real life?
Yeah.
If Westworld, I mean, if technology's at that point, maybe by then... You know, my life could be extended to 125 so I can see Fluffy turn 100 and then I'll rest in peace.
You wouldn't want to dabble in Westworld with Fluffy? You and Fluffy go on wild adventures?
So if you were in Westworld, and don't worry, we're not going to put out any spoilers because I haven't even seen season one's finale yet.
Ab is very behind.
Yeah, I'm very much behind, so no spoilers for anyone. But... Westworld is this kind of futuristic amusement park. It's like a recreation of the Wild Wild West, right?
Yeah.
And the quote-unquote hosts who live in it are programmed robots, but they look just like humans. They're programmed to act like humans, etc. Anyway, so if that existed, what would you do in there? Like, would you be like the character who goes after the maze and stuff, or would you be like the vile Logan who's just like fucking...
But is Logan vile?
That's a good debate.
Logan isn't vile. Logan is playing the game.
Logan
is doing what the park is intended to do.
He's very, very explicit about it, though.
Yes.
But yes.
But what's wrong with that? They mentioned like they paid like what, like $50,000 or something to enter the park.
No, I don't mind him playing the game at all. But you can also tell he's just like a shitty guy to hang out with, even outside Westworld. Like he's probably like a generally cocky dude. Outside of Westworld, and over there he's like fully unleashed.
I don't think I'd want to do any of the quests because I feel like that.
Oh, quests?
Yeah, I feel like that would be failing the purpose of Westworld. I'd be out there trying to like.
No, the quests are part of it. The stories are.
I'd be out there just trying to randomly. You ever play Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be doing what I do in Grand Theft Auto, which is like just shoot random people.
I would do both though. Like I would follow the story and end the game too when I play GTA.
That's true.
And then sometimes you just want to hang out and like get stars and just fucking kill people and that's it and drive cars and stuff. So.
Yeah, so maybe there would be a mix.
I do both. I definitely do both. Yeah. I think it's natural, like your first visit, you're like, you do the instinctive stuff. Like
yeah.
You do all the fun shit. Right?
Yeah.
And then after that, you're like, all right, what else is there?
Is that what you've been thinking about since
That's kind of how humans are in real life too, you know?
What?
Because... I don't. If you look at, you know, the whole Maslow's hierarchy of needs and stuff.
I don't know what that is.
Here, I'll Google it. It's like a. It's a. I guess the guy's name was Maslow, but he like created this hierarchy of needs that humans have, and they fulfill those needs in order. Basically, is what he argued. He's like, yeah. First thing is physiological. Physiological needs meaning like, you know, food.
Yeah.
Sleep, etc.
Yeah.
Same with sexual gratification, all that stuff. And then safety is the next one. You know, humans, you gotta stay safe and not die. Love and belonging is after that. And then it's, I guess, esteem. I'm not exactly sure what he means, but it's probably just like...
Like confidence or just like comfortability with yourself.
Yeah, and then the last thing is self-actualization, which is what, you know, a lot of people we know probably worry about. The most is just like, oh, why am I here? What should I do?
Yeah.
You know, meaning, that kind of stuff. So what I was saying was, yeah, if you're in Westworld, is that what I said? Yeah, you'd fulfill the first level first, where you're just like, fuck it, I'm just gonna...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Because it's like tearing you back to your roots, right?
Yeah, I was saying based on instinct, that's how people are too.
Yeah.
So yeah, anyway. Why did we start talking about Westworld?
Hello, everyone.
Oh, do we have a special guest?
We have a special guest on the show. I'm kidding.
Who is?
Hello, everyone.
Who's here?
Can you ID that voice?
I mean,
Donald Trump.
Staring at the.
Anyway, we were talking about hummus, and you know, I did enjoy that one. By the way, you know, we're at the 10-minute mark, and you're like, "Where the fuck is the music?" I'm listening to Last Call, the show that is known worldwide to produce and expose people to the best up-tempo music out there. Where's the music, man?
I mean, it might come this episode, it might not. Who knows? We're going to leave you guessing. We're going to just going to leave you guessing.
It might come this episode, it might not. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Might come, might not.
Yeah.
Might anyway, be a long, drawn-out process.
Yeah. Before we talk about anything else, and I eat more olive hummus.
Can you not eat my hummus?
Do you? There's a lot of it, though. I'll Venmo you.
There's not a lot of bread.
I know. So I'm only having a little piece.
But ergo, there's not a lot of hummus. If there's no bread, there's no hummus.
Anyway, catch me up on the last
week.
You're
not even listening to me.
You're talking about hummus.
Here, you want some? Whatever, dude. You want it. Fucking eat it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you fucking talk. I'm going to eat this hummus.
Anyway, high activity weeks. I actually haven't seen you in a while, dude.
Whose fault is that?
My fault. last couple of weeks. Started a new job. And... You know, it's the first time in about a couple of years after now getting used to like a 9-to-5 type routine. Not 9-to-5, but I guess like a 7 to.
I want people to know that I've offered Ab the equivalent of an olive branch, which is a piece of bretta, or a piece of pita.
That's a Jesus move right there, dude.
And he scooped literally, you know how Sabra hummus has the middle hummus part? Mm-hmm. Or has a middle filling part and then everything else is hummus. Ab literally just scooped all the olive onto one pita and just ate that, leaving me with nothing but bits of olives and hummus.
You've had olives.
Whatever, dude. Continue your story about your work. It was very interesting.
Nothing, man. There's nothing interesting, but it's fun. It's fun. It's a here. I'll put it this way. I haven't had a feeling where the day actually passes by like really, really quick because you're doing shit all the time. But it's like that classic, you know, first few weeks of work type feeling. But it's fun. I like it. I can't even. The week passed by real quick. And here we are recording.
With hummus. Olive tapenade hummus.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Abby played a basketball game on Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah, we're in a.
And not only did you play a basketball game, you actually played well. Which is...
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm just saying, sometimes you're trash.
We can't do anything right. Our military has to be strengthened. Our vets have to be taken care of. We have to end Obamacare, and we have to make our country great again, and I will do that.
I thought he was just going to say we can't do anything right, which was me a couple weeks ago on the basketball court.
Hit another one? Don't win.
Well, I got to hit him in context of...
We don't win anymore.
That's going to be used in the future.
That was our old basketball league.
Well, there wasn't a more anymore. It's just we don't win.
We don't win, yeah.
That league was tough. That was a tough 3 months.
The Jewish Community Center League?
Yeah, I didn't anticipate it to
but
be
I
that hard.
But I enjoyed being a part of the Jewish Community Center, you know.
But you didn't enjoy being part of the league.
No, man. Not by the end of it. It was very frustrating.
I don't think you're a fan of our team.
I was fan of the people in our team because they're all our good friends, but I was not fan of the play of the team.
Who do you like the least on the team? Outside of me.
You're telling me to name names?
Outside of me. I'll take
name
you.
Names like that.
Yeah, who do you like least?
I like everyone equally.
That's
least.
A lie. I'm going to bring this out of you.
Who
frustrated you the most on
Whose
the court?
Whose game frustrated me the most? Yeah. My own. You know, I could have played better.
All right, outside of yourself.
Could have been more accountable for my performance. Could have played better defense.
You could have. I agree.
Yeah. Dave, you're trying to stir controversy.
I am.
Because I know V is going to listen to this.
Well, many people are going to listen to this.
Everyone. Actually, yeah, let's do it. Let's break down the game. Let's break down people's game.
Okay.
But this is not relevant to any of our listeners. So.
What game do you want to break down?
No, people's games.
But wait, pick two people and break their game down very quickly. Very quickly. I want to see where you go.
Two people.
I want to see where you go with this.
All right, you know, let's start with Tomer. Right.
Okay.
What you got to say about Tomer's game?
Fan favorite Tomer, sharpshooter. Yeah,
Tomer was, you know, the team leader. You know, without him, the team doesn't
exist.
He was
a team owner, team GM.
Yeah, he put the J in the JCC.
Yeah, was the head coach.
He was the head coach, yeah. Also, but I think all that pressure led to him taking, you know, really, really tough shots that are very low percentage shots, you know. And turns out they didn't go in a lot of times.
Well, you know, Tomer just does what he does best. He yells Kobe and lets it fly. So
yeah.
Sometimes you just gotta channel that you gotta channel that inner Kobe.
Sometimes I wish I could channel the inner Tomer. Like, maybe I'll do that our next game.
Yeah, you should.
In my head, I yell Tomer or T Money, and then
no, you should outwardly yell Tomer every time.
Every time I shoot the shot, yeah. Tomer. Woo!
All right, that's one person. Name another person.
All right, who else we got? We got V.
Oh yes.
By the way, this show, it's a good time for us. Commercial break here.
This show is sponsored by
Vikram.
Vikram.
Do you find yourself going to the gym and not putting on muscle? Do you find yourself doing personal record weights on bench press, on squats, and yet you don't look jacked?
Do you find yourself making checklists with the first check to be make a checklist?
You're in the need of the cracker diet. Sponsored by Vikram.
That sounds very racist. The cracker.
No, literally crackers. what do you need after every workout is crackers and protein shakes. Because that's that's the Vikram diet.
That sounds really...
I take that one back. The cracker diet was a bad PR thing to do. Anyway. Yeah, JCC. You break down a couple people's games for me.
All right, I'll break down my own.
No, you said other than your own.
Oh, other than my own.
Yeah, come on, man.
We got Sid.
Yeah, we got Sid.
You know, ferocious rebounder.
Aggressive, yes.
Aggressive, yes. Aggressive on the trash can, yes. Apparently, from what I've heard. Who else do we have on the team?
We had Nishant.
Oh, I'll break down two more. How about that?
Ambo Janavi.
Oh, how did you know I was going to go there?
It's a couple.
It's just the... very fiery spirits, you know.
You know how they say you need constructive tension, you know, healthy tension. This was unhealthy.
This was the least healthy tension you could have.
Yeah.
Imagine two people who wanted to go at each other's throats, but were also too scared to do so.
They weren't actually gonna fight.
Because none of us were really holding them back.
I'm just like, bro, I'm like a 30 plus adult. I'm about to get married. I'm not gonna get into a fight. And I'm always like, I mean, you know, I don't actually want to fight them, but like,
no one else was on the team holding them back. Everyone else was like,
no.
Everyone else was like,
why
hey,
would we hold them back?
I was like, hey, if this happens, it happens.
I want it to happen. Yeah, yeah. If this happens in a fight,
I'm down to forfeit the league. This will be fantastic.
All right, let's stray away from some of this, you know, basketball inside talk to something a little more relevant to our listeners. What's going on in the world, man?
Papa John got fired.
Yeah. What happened there?
Papa John decided to drop the N-bomb in the middle of this PR call. Did you hear about that? You hear about young Papa?
I heard the headlines. Do you know any details about it?
Do you need to know any details about it?
So what? He dropped Papa John, the Papa himself, dropped
the daddy
the N-bomb on a PR call.
What do you need the air horn for?
I gotta censor the N-bomb.
What's air horn
Papa
to?
John said, yo, what's... And then he got in trouble. Anyway, so he's the founder and he's fired by the board?
He's the Papa, yeah.
Yeah.
He's the CPO, now? Chief Papa Officer.
Are they going to rename the chain?
Like to what?
Sonny John's or...
Zaddy John's.
John. Yeah. Zaddy John's.
Better ingredients, better pizza.
Better.
Zaddy John's. Wrong with Zaddy John's.
No, it's a millennial focused campaign.
Yeah, it's like IHOB.
Yeah, dude, IHOB. That was a funny thing, I guess.
That wasn't funny.
It accomplished what it meant to do. I think it was just a PR stunt.
Well, right? I actually thought they were gonna rename their whole thing to International House of Breakfast because that would have made just, you know, significantly more sense.
Not burgers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was just a very poor PR move.
I don't think it was a poor PR move.
Now I don't want to go to IHOP anymore.
Really?
I'm offended.
Just because of IHOP? Yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'd be down to go to IHOP. I'm like, oh, IHOP's fun. They're
when was
old.
The last time you went to IHOP?
It's like IHOP is like that, you know, like 50-year-old person but can still kind of joke around with the youngins. But it knows that it's like 50 and, you know.
When was the last time you had IHOP?
In Davis.
Oh, that's like 4 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, I don't seek out IHOP. Come on. I only go there if it's conveniently available. I don't know many people who like seek out IHOP. Like, hey, dude, like every Sunday it's our ritual. We go to IHOP.
IHOP Sundays? You're trying to do IHOP Sundays?
Yeah, that's not a trend I want to start.
There's unlimited pancakes? Red velvet pancakes?
That is a good one.
Red velvet pancakes?
Yes, with icing.
Ooh. So you're trying to do IHOP tomorrow?
You trying to do IHOP tomorrow?
I'm trying to do IHOP tomorrow.
You just said you don't want to go to IHOP.
I want to go to IHOP now.
See, look. The PR worked.
I'm not going to go inside the IHOP. You're going to order for me. I'm going to eat outside in protest.
Yeah, yeah. See, that without the IHOP thing, we wouldn't even talk about IHOP on the show. And now millions of listeners are listening to IHOP or us talking about IHOP. And now they're thinking of IHOP and red velvet pancakes. And now they're going
to
go.
Hey, IHOP, if you want to sponsor us, I just want you to know that I think pancakes are better than eggs. So
they're not.
There's no better spokesperson than yours truly right here.
That is not a debate worth having. Yeah, you're right. You've been pro pancakes for a while.
I've been pro pancakes my whole life.
But I don't know, man. Like I never.
You never see me eat pancakes?
No, because you include like stuff like Vietnamese savory pancakes in the.
Dude, seafood pancake.
That's like me including like cakes because they're made with eggs too.
But they're not called egg cakes.
Okay, fine.
Still a pancake.
Egg noodles.
Yeah, you can have that.
Oh, come on, man. You think egg noodles is going to be a debate point for me? Like, ooh, you can make egg noodles with eggs. Eggs are better than pancakes.
Pancake is still the same form.
Way more shit is made from eggs
It's still the same form. It doesn't matter what shit
eggs
made.
Are by definition, like, sort of formless, so. What's up?
I'm not talking about form at this point. I'm talking about
You just said.
I'm talking about like it's still in the shape of the pancake. It's still made the same way as other pancakes are made. When you make a seafood.
That's what I'm saying. Eggs, by definition, are never made the same way.
Well, that's why I can include all that other stuff because you're pulling in like Vietnamese pancake, seafood pancake, green onion pancake. But I'm telling you, it's like they're all made the same way. They just have different ingredients in them slightly. Yeah. Instead of red velvet, whatever the fuck that is.
Let's talk about red velvet.
It's food coloring.
It's food coloring on vanilla or what?
It's food coloring and sugar.
It doesn't taste exactly like vanilla. I'm gonna look up how red velvet is.
It's food coloring and fucking butter.
Uh-huh.
And something else.
No, but like, okay. Red velvet cake. Oh, the reaction of vinegar and buttermilk.
Reveals a red cocoa.
Interesting. I'm all about red velvet, though. Red velvet with icing. Anyway, what else is going on in the world? Johnson & Johnson got fined like $4 billion because their talcum powder allegedly or is associated with cancer.
What's talcum powder?
The powder that you wipe on baby butts.
Oh.
And sometimes adults use it too.
Oh.
Like if you're in India, it's so hot there. You
gotta use it.
Talcum powder all the time.
So when LeBron James puts baby powder on his hands, and then he goes to the scorer's table, and you know there's like these old guys sitting in front of him. He's like emptying a whole bottle of Johnson.
Everyone's just getting cancer.
Yeah. Is that, so how many people have gotten cancer from LeBron James?
Watching Cavs games.
Front row, yeah.
Yeah. Is that really just regular powder? No, it's like chalk or something, right? It's chalk.
Is that not baby powder?
You know, like,
I always thought they used baby powder just to dry their hands.
It could be powder or chalk. Because baby powder doesn't help with grip. It worsens grip because your hands are all like smooth.
Does it not Whereas dry your chalk, hands? I haven't used baby powder since I was a baby.
I used it as a kid when I was in India because it's super hot there. But
it could be chalk. You might be right.
I think it's chalk because it's like chalk you use when people like, you know, when you go to the gym and those CrossFitters are lifting all these weights and stuff.
Is chalk associated with cancer?
I don't know.
Chalk is associated with fucking up your lungs.
If you see a bunch of like jack dudes who used to do CrossFit and they're all getting cancer, it's either the chalk or all those PRs.
This is the PRs. what music do you have?
Nothing.
There's one song you want to play.
Oh, yeah. There's actually a couple. Let's start with a banger that I just heard for the first time.
Banger?
This is a banger, dude.
Got a bed, get your name on it. Get your name on it. Got a kiss, get your name on it. for you on some $1,000 sheets. I got caught at three on repeat. Back shots to the beat of on yo. Got me acting like you got a milli on yo. You say I'm the goat, you're the billy on yo. I can make all your dreams come true. Wanna fall through, then you better come true.
Don't make me wait until the morning. Got a bed, put your name on it. Put your name on it. Got a kiss, put your name on it. Put your name on it. Love me good, let me down, don't turn me down. Got a bed, put your name on it. Put your name on it.
Strawberry lingerie, waiting for you, strawberries lingerie. You told me you on the way.
Conversations leave me gunning for the highway. And irony in the front seat, so now you don't really drive me the right way. I'm not without flaws, but I'm learning and change. Was taught to hold on, but no, nothing's the same. I travel the world, and when I wake each day, it's golden to me. It's golden, golden, golden to me. It's golden, golden, golden to me. The words you possess heal me and signal that it's all ending the same day. God. Love is filling up the backseat. Getting down in every city, guess I can't change. I don't even wanna call back. Leave it all in a message. All the mind you need to fall back. Nothing meant to last forever. Tricked by fool's gold. Now it's time for me to cash out. Spend a little time on me. Put it all in the past now. Not without flaws, but I'm learning and change. Was taught to hold on, but no, nothing's the same. I travel the world, and when I wake each day, it's golden.
Hey. focus on me? Baby, can you focus on me? Hands in the soap, how the faucet's running and I keep looking at you. Stuck on your phone, now you're stuck in your zone. And you don't ever cook, but I don't wanna give up. Baby, I just want you to get up. Lately, I've been a little fed up. Wish you would just focus on me. Can you focus on me? Baby, can you focus on me? Me, can you focus on me? Baby, can you focus on me? Lazy and broke, no, we get this money, so I guess I can't complain. But I feel alone even when we're alone. And that don't cost a thing, but I don't wanna give up. Baby, I just want you to get up. Lately, I've been a little fed up. A little fed up, yeah. Wish you would just focus on me. Focus on me, ooh, yeah. Baby, can you focus on me? Me, can you focus on me? Baby, can you focus on me?
Still do the same thing all day, all day.
Welcome back to Last Call.
Yes. Welcome.
This is still Ab.
Sharif, my olive tapenade hummus.
What about hummus?
Enough, with my
enough about hummus.
No.
You heard some smooth R&B. You heard Bad by Ariana Grande a little bit in the beginning part. Then you heard Golden by Verité, featuring Verité by Pell. Then you heard Focus by her, which I've been listening on repeat.
You've been focusing on that?
Yeah, in the shower, in the car, in my bed, on this show. And then after that, you heard No Time by Division.
On Tech Time.
No Time. Hey, so I think it was about a week ago when you and I DJed a house party.
Oh.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah. It's quite the... Quite the party.
Describe the party. Describe the party. How did this even happen?
Well, it's one of my coworkers who invited me to DJ his birthday party.
Yeah.
He plays bass, guitar.
What was his name again?
Matt.
Matt, yes. I was going to say Matt, but you have another coworker named Matt, the guy from Tube Mogul. Basket, who's in the same basketball league as us, apparently.
Thanks for trashing that team, by the way. But
yeah. Anyway, we were up 20-2 to start the game. Shout out Matt. Anyway, so
he comes to me and he's like, "Hey, I have a party. Do you want a DJ?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "Yes." And he's like, "Cool." And he's like, "Do you know anyone else who wants a DJ?" Like, "Well, there's this one guy I know. Live with him." And I asked you. And you're like, "Yes."
Dude.
So the party came last week.
Yeah.
Or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we got there.
Yeah.
We were DJing.
Yes.
My set was relatively mediocre.
Okay.
Your set was pretty cool.
It was out there. It changed.
The whole party was fun.
Yeah, the party started very mellow, and I was told to play, like you went first, you played like dancey music, right? And it was good. And then I was told to play very down-tempo stuff, like, because Matt said that people would be, quote-unquote, in a psychedelic state of mind.
I also think they were kind of expecting us to like live scratch.
Oh,
and
really?
Mix stuff.
Yeah. Really? Were they? Yeah,
I think so. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because there was a lot of talent there.
There was.
Yeah.
I think some of them may have been a little disappointed by our.
Hey.
By our performance.
Our core group wasn't disappointed.
So. Our core group supported us through thick and thin. Yeah, so shout out core group.
Yeah. Because shout out core group. Because it changed really quick from, you know, down tempo electronic to people suddenly requesting like hardcore rap, and then I started playing rap, and then out of the corner of my eye I could see just like a couple of like 30 some ladies just like really getting down.
No, like literally,
maybe one.
No, literally getting down on the floor,
literally like
laying
ass up.
Not even ass up, like doing push-ups on the floor.
Someone did push-ups.
Yes, there are push-ups.
oh, that's like the dance move's name.
No,
or she was literally doing push-ups.
She was literally doing push-ups.
Oh, that's what's up. My music makes people do push-ups. Get huge.
Yo, what do you think about this In My Feelings challenge? How do you feel about
this? Yeah, what is it called? Shiggy or something?
Yeah.
Dance?
Yeah.
I think it's fun.
Yeah?
Yeah. I can do half of it.
Well, there's only two things you really need to do.
Yeah. Do you love me and do the heart thing?
Yeah.
Are you writing? Say you never have me from beside me. And then after that, I don't really know what they do. They just kind of get down,
you
right?
Just kind of do whatever you want.
Odell Beckham Jr. did it, and that was the fun one.
Do you think it's like a genuine like spurn of a dance, or do you think it was definitely pushed by like maybe Drake's marketing team?
Maybe. You telling me like Drake's marketing team's like, "Hey, yo, Odell,
maybe
do this."
Well, no, it's called the Shiggy Challenge because this Instagrammer named Shiggy, who's known for like dancing to different songs,
he started doing
it.
Yeah, I could totally see it being a marketing thing too.
Yeah,
that's how a lot of these things are, dude. Like,
like the mannequin challenge.
Yeah, it's like
with Black Beatles that have nothing to do with the actual challenge.
Yeah, and remember there was Postmates did a pop up show a couple months ago or something. And it was supposed to make it, it was like something that they spread via Twitter, but it was a tweet that was planted, but it was meant to look organic, you know?
I'm pretty sure that one was organic.
No. When our friend tweeted, like, something. But yeah, I'm pretty sure that was organic. That was organic. Anyway.
But knowing that it's like not authentic. That wasn't not authentic started. Does that like ruin your?
No, not really, because it's still a fun dance and people are doing it. And I think it's when I see videos of people doing it, I think it's fun.
So are you not tired of it?
I haven't seen that many. How many?
Well, you deleted Instagram.
I'm just logged out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess, is it all over? Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's getting on my nerves.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can only see so many. I can only see so many hearts and steering wheels, you know.
Yeah, you know, because like, you know what they're gonna do.
Yeah, it's like, oh my god, this person killed it. It's like, no, they're just doing.
I wonder what Kiki thinks.
Oh,
sure. A lot of people are talking. You know,
I'm sure Kiki thinks she fucked up.
Yeah, millions are wondering if she loves them.
I'm sure she does right now.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that was a cool house party. Hey, so today, speaking of parties, today we have a kegger that our friend's doing. But hey, what are you doing today? Do you want to go on an adventure?
I want to go on an adventure.
Yeah.
Well, no, not with you.
So I'm. Come on, man. I can't continue the story if you say no to the first question.
I thought you were, regardless. So you should just act like nothing happened and keep going.
Anyway, yeah. So I'm strongly considering / gonna get a tattoo
today.
Yeah. If you want to come with.
Well, yeah. That's not an adventure. That's a life milestone.
It's an adventure. Yeah.
What kind of tattoo are you getting? Is it on your lower back? Are you getting a tramp stamp?
No.
Is it going to say cum dumpster?
With an arrow pointing
to your butthole.
Have you seen that tattoo somewhere?
Maybe I have it. You don't know.
That's true. I've never seen you without shorts on.
Yeah, there you go. It might be right across my butt cheeks.
Yeah.
It says cum dumpster.
Cum dumpster.
Is that what you're getting?
That's a good one. Well, you
should get it written in Chinese.
Oh, you don't know.
Because it'll be like
it'll look cool.
Yeah, and people are like, what does that mean? Because like cum dumpster. They're like, oh, you're so funny.
Like, but what does it really mean?
No,
it's cum dumpster. No, I'm gonna get it on my wrist.
You also know how people are like, man, people with like Chinese tattoos that don't know how to read Chinese, they don't even know what they're saying.
It just says shit like water.
Someone's gonna come up to be like, dude, you know what thing says cum dumpster? Be like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
And then now the joke's on them.
Yeah.
For thinking that you don't know that you have cum dumpster.
They came in all pretentious, like trying to tell me like what my Chinese tattoo means. I'm like, bitch, I know what I got. I am a cum dumpster.
All right, so you're getting cum dumpster, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's.
Well, I am now.
I'm gonna Google translate this to Chinese right now.
Really?
Yeah, we gotta figure
it out. Do it. Go on translate.google. In the meantime,
I have just one question for you. Are you ready
for cum dumpster?
Well, I feel like we'd have to change it, right?
No, you have to put Chinese there.
I know, relax.
Oh, you're thinking. Maybe you have to do like semen.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
You know, because it's not gonna know what cum is.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I gotta do it here. Yeah.
You gotta get that tatted on you.
That sound.
Yeah, I mean yes. No, not the. How do you get a sound tatted on you? What the fuck are you talking about?
That's what I'm gonna do today for the first time. All right,
in Arabic.
Cum dumpster in Arabic. No, it's a semen dumpster. So I gotta. I gotta get it right. Does that mean anything to you?
This is really poor Arabic.
The way to find out is like I usually copy paste the translation and then I'll see what they give me in English. Semen rubbish.
That's close.
That's pretty close.
But I want you to be a dumpster.
Semen rubbish.
Huh?
I want you to be a dumpster, not a rubbish.
I'm not gonna get cum dumpster tatted on. My butt.
So why'd you tease me like that?
Only on my ear.
Huh? On your ear? Let's do it, dude. People can come in your ear. Why are you nodding with a smile, dude?
They can't just come in my ear. It's gotta be like, it's gotta be like
dinner.
Cum waste, you know? It's a dumpster. Not useful cum. It's like shit that's already
What's your
dead.
Tattoo gonna say? What's your second tattoo gonna say?
Oh, my second tattoo?
Because we established cum dumpster is the first one. To, yeah.
So I'm like 80% sure it's gonna be a pulse on my wrist. So like two beats and then it'll be on my wrist, which is obviously where my pulse is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you know they're gonna have to like you're gonna have to shave your whole arm.
No. So you see this hairless patch on my wrist?
Yes.
That's where I'm gonna get it. But in order to give me the tattoo, I think they'll have to shave the surrounding area.
Yes. Have you picked a tattoo place, a tattoo parlor?
It's in Berkeley, yeah. Okay. So I called them. I actually wanted to go after the show, but I called them. They said call back in at 6:30 because then they might have time then.
Okay.
Because they usually accept walk-ins and they're like, yeah, we usually do, but today's really busy.
So. You know, friend of the show, Alyssa has a few tattoos.
Yeah, so I was gonna ask her if she got them from around here.
I think she got them in the South Bay, but she has some experience with taking care of tattoos.
Uh huh.
Just in case you need to figure out what to do.
I do.
Maybe it's irritating.
I don't have any tattoos. Yeah. Yeah.
It's an exciting time.
To have friends of the show.
What if you just pass out and you wake up and there's like a giant face of me on your back?
Oh my god, dude. That would be freakish, like that face right there.
No, like my eyes wide open, just like smiling. Just
that's called, I'll dub it like the Stay Woke tattoo.
Yeah, would you keep it?
I would have to.
Well, no, you can get it removed.
But it looks so ugly. It's like, what looks uglier, the tattoo or the scar? Laser remove scar.
I think the scar looks uglier, personally.
Good answer. No, man, I'm not getting your face tattooed.
No, you wouldn't know.
That would be...
Could you sue someone for that?
Like if I passed out and you instructed the tattoo artist to put your face on me, I can definitely sue you.
Dude, you know there's a TV show in MTV UK where two people go and they design tattoos for each other, and one person got his... And they're not supposed to know. So they like blindfold the person while they're doing the tattoo.
Whoa.
And the other person got so the other person asked for his face to be on his friend's chest.
Yeah.
And the friend like saw it and he was like crying.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna see if I can find you this video.
He has to now see this every single day. Like he looks in the mirror, he's gonna see a dude's face on his chest every day. But since you brought up shows, it would be fun to watch a show where you just have people with the dumbest tattoos come and tell the story about why they got it. Like, I'm sure there's someone with a cum dumpster tattoo out there.
Okay, so it's called Just Tattoo of Us is the name of the show, which is a fantastic name.
Yeah. Just the two of us. Two of us.
So this is the person's tattoo.
Wow, okay. So let me describe this to her. You know people can't see this video.
No, I know, but you gotta describe it. So... what you're seeing is someone just seeing the tattoo that they got.
These are all very pretty ugly tattoos. The clap. It says the clap on his crotch.
I don't know why people are on this show.
No one knows, man.
This man is crying.
Because of his tattoo?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know what he was getting.
So here, I know you're scared of needles, so you wouldn't get a tattoo for that reason. But let's say you were passed out. And you had no idea there's a needle on you. So what tattoo would you get?
What tattoo would I get?
Yeah.
I don't know. I never really thought about it.
All right. Well, by the end of the show.
Maybe like a verse from the Quran.
Okay.
On my arm or on my
shoulder. Like something, semen rubbish?
Something that I can like, yeah, that's in the Quran. Verse 20. Something like on my shoulder.
That semen is rubbish.
I can like hide at work.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know?
Like top of shoulder type tattoo?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, for me, like, the options are limited because, like, I'm kind of fluffy all over, you know? Like, chest tattoos wouldn't look good because I have chest hair.
How much hair do you have on your shoulders?
A little bit. Look at that.
Yeah, you can shave that off. That wouldn't be...
No, I could, but it's like, then in order for the tattoo to look good, I would have to continue to keep it kind of shaved. And I don't want to do that, so... mostly that. But, yeah.
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 No!
Who is that?
Shia LaBeouf.
Oh.
Shia LaBeouf. But yeah, if you want to, you know, if you're up for a hangout later. But I can't be drunk when I get a tattoo by law, so.
Can you be high?
Maybe. I don't know. So I think the reason for that is they don't want people to make decisions under the influence, right? Or is there a biological
reason? Is there really a law for that? Because how many stories have we heard?
I think you sign a waiver.
How many stories have we heard about drunk people getting tattoos?
Yeah. I think it's really up to the tattoo
especially
artist,
some,
right?
Some close friends of ours.
Wait, who? Oh, yes. Some friends of ours. Here, let's talk about these friends. We have a couple friends, you know, a couple ladies. Who got tattoos inside their lip.
Stay at the story.
Inside their lip.
Well, their tattoos up.
It's a puzzle piece. And they both have puzzle pieces that I guess go together if they were going to match their lower lips together. But hey, they're not friends anymore. So so much for the tattoo. Sharif choked on some water. I'm gonna play you music. He's literally choking. You're listening to Last Call on BFF.FM.
Nothing to you. Hands locked on my black couch with nothing to do. Can't stop on cloud 20. Buried in the drugs, but the feels keep coming. Finally stopped crying, but your nose still runny.
Ew.
Wipe it on my shirt. I'm asleep. You tell me that you wanna do it, babe. I love it when you say guess what. Reading stories to some other nigga kid. And I wonder why I'm all messed up. Cause we gotta be responsible sometimes. Be a class act, never mind my alumni. I don't wanna be around a baby so dumb high that I don't see the beauty of a mama on insides. Curled up with my head on your chest is the best remedy for the pain and the stress. If the world doesn't change, then we'll never get dressed. It'll be like this to the kiss of the death of my soul. Bowl of the blue dream, no, not a good team. One soul, two halves. No joke, who laughs? Just us.
Just us, just us.
Okay, got this OJ and Jose. Mixed it up with that rosé. We gon' do this our own way, alright. Okay, what is it that you're smoking? Piece it up with this peace and love. And this peace and love like the okay. Yeah, what I am trying to say. Yeah.
like Bridget Bardot.
Nothing can faze me. Place the spark in my life back. Now I want to show you how I thank that. Don't think you can lie, I can see through your mind. Don't lose this, we have it all. The
but I want you holding on. Tell me all the things that you've been through. You don't gotta tell me too much. I just wanna know what you're into. Tell me, baby, is it so wrong? Yeah, oh.
What you want, you're leaving or what?
Stay when you want, leave when you want.
See it in your eyes, you're leaving
or what? I can hold her out, I can stay till the morning. But you know I got the key, but the door stay open. For you. For you, oh, oh, for you, for you.
Right, left, right, cyber. There's no word for a touch like her.
Say that you stay all night, rhythm my touch, alright. Tell me all the things you like, but you gotta stay all night. Oh, oh. All night, all night, all night, all night, oh. All the nights, all the nights, all the night, all my life. Yeah, oh. By the way that you talk, I can tell by the way that you move. I can tell by the way that you drop. You wanna rock with me all through the night. Stay with me every single night. Play with me all through the night. Just stay with me, girl. Oh, stay with me here all night.
What you want? You leave in a while.
Stay when you want. Leave when you want.
Night long, night long.
I can hold her right, or you can stay till the morning. But the doors stay open.
Late night ballin'.
hundreds by the thousands.
I was up late night balling, so far from my past misfortune. No sleeping, late nights, no eating, gun squeezing. I'm a real artesian, Ramona. I was round that counter, still down, I'm a North North soldier. G slide, right down Sawyer. When we slide, you won't see morning. Another story of a young black man trying to make it up out that gym. Goddamn, back, let me make my bands. Got plans, if you hatin', don't shake my hand. Take it easy, homie. Reminiscing, sitting in that Benz of the 22 bus stop way back when with the 22 five shot eyes on scan for the click, clack, clap, put a boop, bop, bam, cuz.
I was up late night ballin', countin' up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night ballin', countin' up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night ballin', countin' up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night ballin', countin' up hundreds by the thousand.
Not too long ago, women problems every morning like the Maury Show. Swimming upstream, I'm trying to keep my bread from the sharks. Maybe want to put the hammer to my head at the park. Probably ticking with the kids, trying to get them on a straight path. But the lane's mad, no, they hate to see me make cash. Got the space dash in the foreign with the GPS address to your mama house. Conversations, what I'm all about. Took the smart route, never been marked out. Should have been dead broke, should have been chalked out. But it didn't happen, now it's time to get it cracking. Quarterbacking like I'm 40 water, mix the holy water with the Voss. Wanna be the boss, then you gotta pay costs. Learning from the dog, I'm from Long Beach. That's a city where the skinny carry strong hit.
I was up late night ballin', counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night ballin', counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night ballin', counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night ballin', counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night ballin', countin' up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night ballin', countin' up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night ballin', countin' up hundreds by the thousand.
Welcome back to Last Call, where it's your host, Ab, and next to me, good riddance is not Sharif anymore. Introduce yourself to the show.
Hello, everybody. This is Alyssa. Hey, quiet over there.
It's friend of the show, Alyssa. Sharif, please shut up. Sharif choked out. Yeah, Sharif literally, like, tapped out of the show. He choked and he's out, and we have an upgrade. And Alyssa, how do you know this show?
I know it through Sharif. I'm a good friend of Sharif. Mm.
His better half, perhaps, like significantly better and cooler and just, you know,
so,
chiller
yeah.
Half.
Yeah. I would say so.
I would agree, yeah. So what's going on in your life?
not too much. Ready to go to this kegger.
Oh, shit. Okay. Well, give us... We were talking about tattoos, so what's your take on tattoos?
I love them. I feel like once you get one, you become very addicted and you can't
really
stop. Yeah.
That's what my our friend, another friend of the show, Ben Trin, said too. Mm-hmm. He said he got his first one and then he got like three more.
Yeah.
Stop talking to us, man. This isn't about us. This is about the people who listen to the show all over the world. But if you want to talk, come over here to the mic. But yeah. Pick one
of them. I didn't know he had tattoos. I thought he only... I saw them on his arm yesterday. I was very intrigued.
Sharif with a hard-hitting insight right there. thank you. Cool story. But anyway, do you have tattoos?
I do. I have two. One is a heart with my mom's name on it. And the other is...
And is that on your arm?
Yes.
Yeah.
On the back of my arm.
Okay.
And the other is a lotus on my
Okay, how'd you pick those?
The Heart I've always wanted.
Okay.
With my mom's name. And then Lotus I got because I was going through like a new transition in my life.
Okay.
And I was moving, I was starting a new job, and so I feel like Lotus is always represent new beginnings.
Okay. You know the Lotus is the national flower of India?
I remember you told me.
Oh, I told you? Damn, I have nothing new to say in this world anymore. I've said it all.
What's the national flower of Egypt?
What's the national flower of Egypt? I'm going to look it up.
No flowers in Egypt.
The national flower of Egypt? I bet you there is one, dude.
Did you talk about your tattoo yet on the show?
Egypt's national flower is the lotus. Wow, dude. I don't know if I'm proud of my national flower anymore. Yeah, I'm gonna change it. Now we talked about it. I'm gonna get a pulse on my wrist, so like two heartbeats. Mm-hmm. And essentially, it's twofold meaning. Where first of all, it just brings me back to the present moment, which is my heart beating right now. Mm-hmm. And obviously, my pulse is on my wrist, one of the places. And then the second thing is just the fact that my heart is still beating and I'm alive to recognize that, and alive and well to recognize that, is enough in itself.
Yeah.
Just in general. Yeah. So that's mostly it. I guess the third thing also is like the way I want to design it is like the line after the two pulses is a little longer, which basically means that it'll end. Like it's gonna end one day. Meaning like I'm gonna die one day and so are we all. Mm-hmm. So it's just like a not a morbid but just like a reminder that hey, by the way, you know, it's literally the flip side of the present moment part, where it's like, yeah, I'm alive right now, which means that this is finite. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So treat it like that.
Okay, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
So
like,
that's kind of it.
Little
yeah, I guess. I mean, everyone's still stressing stuff, so yeah. It's not like I'm suddenly going to live a stress-free life. But it's more of it's to keep you grounded. Yeah, through the ups and downs, it's like, hey, at the end of the day, it's whatever.
Yeah. Do you think your parents are going to be pissed when they see it?
I don't think they'll be pissed. I think they will be very surprised. I think I've mentioned it before, mm-hmm. but I've never seriously said, hey, I'm getting it today.
Yeah.
So, but I don't think they'll be pissed.
Are your parents chill? Do they like to kind of do whatever?
Yeah, yeah, so like, kind of, yeah.
Indian culture,
yeah.
The parents like favor the boys very much over girls.
I think there's a little more freedom, maybe. But I think that also just has to do with generally like what kind of parents you are. Because mm-hmm. if you have like more traditional Indian parents, then they'll not be that lenient.
Yeah.
But with my parents, they're not like traditional strict types. They've usually given me a leash just because I haven't like done anything bad with that leash.
Yeah.
You know, like they understand like, okay, he'll be responsible and
sure, yeah.
he's not a criminal. If I was fucking up and doing dumb shit, then that leash wouldn't be there. Yeah.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
So I remember like in college, I got my ears pierced for the first time and I would jokingly mention it at home.
Mm-hmm.
And back then I was 19. So it was much more of like, oh, what are my parents going to think?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now it's like, you know, it's not a bigger deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, if I want to do it, they'll be like, you know, all right. Cool.
Yeah, they can't really say anything. Yeah.
Yeah. So they were okay with that back then.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are your did your mom care or
my
well
mom hated
did you tell her that it was gonna be about you or
no I didn't she I was gonna hide it from her until it was like well it was fully healed by the time she saw it, but I was gonna hide it from her as long as I could, and then when she saw it, she was like, "What is that?"
Really?
And I was like, "Oh, it's a tattoo
of you."
Her. Yeah, exactly, with her name on it. And I was like, "Do you like it?" Yeah. And she was like, "Not really." And she left, but now she loves it. She's
okay.
Like, oh, look at my daughter's
it's
tattoo.
It's the thought that counts.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's quite the 180 of Sharif, because Sharif is like, "Hey, what if you pass out and I tell the tattoo artist to tattoo his face, Sharif's face, on my back with his eyes wide open?"
Oh God.
And if I would like sue him for that, and the answer is like, absolutely, yeah.
You
like,
would sue him.
I don't know what that would be, man. Like, if I had a tattoo of your face on my back and you told the artist to do that, and like, fuck, no. Sharif asked if I would feel closer to him, but the answer is no. I don't know what I would feel, man. It would be like, oh, we're like joined together forever, but not necessarily in a good way.
Yeah, and you didn't ask for that. So.
I didn't ask for this shit. Come on, man. Well, what would you do if you had my face on your chest?
I'd never go shirtless.
Really?
Yeah.
Never. Mm-hmm. On the beach, you'd wear a shirt.
Yep.
I don't believe that. Eventually,
if your face was on my chest, like from the collarbone.
No, just here, dude. Just
from
here.
The collarbone all the way down to the belly button.
Oh, full face?
Yes.
Like a fat head.
Yes. Was on my
if
torso.
Your face was on my chest, I wouldn't go shirtless to like, oh my
if
God,
was,
with the eyes
like,
wide open.
It was like right here between like my breasts.
Yeah. Your breastuses?
My breastuses?
Your breastuses.
I get it removed because it's small.
Okay.
Because then I can live my life. Yeah, but it hurts having abs face there more.
Damn. Like his life. Yeah, every time he goes to the beach. It's, no, I didn't mean like that. Just like his life. No, I meant like he would just like make it
nice
a permanent.
Talking to you guys.
I want to hear a joke. Hey, tell us about.
I told if I had to, you'd get it if I somehow got over my fear of needles digging into my skin. It would be probably a verse from the Quran.
Do you know which verse, or do you have a top three of verses?
I have a few in mind, but I don't know which one I would pick.
Okay. It starts. There's a popular one that starts with like Kiki, comma. Do you love me, comma?
Yeah.
Are you right? You were with me for a while.
I told Ab. I told Ab to get an offensive phrase tattooed on him in another language.
No, hey, no. Tell her the phrase.
Cum dumpster.
Cum dumpster. In Chinese or Arabic? Yes.
Yeah. Cum dumpster is intense.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's a little aggressive. But, cool. Well.
Thank you for having me.
It was great to have you, you know, probably the 10-minute highlight of this episode for everyone who's listening.
Thanks, everybody.
And, you know.
My fans.
I want to give a special shout out to a man all the way out in Washington, D.C. for making this episode happen.
Goes by the name of
Vikram Ramadas.
Who sponsored this show. Vikram literally Venmo'd us real cash dollars. Not Bitcoin. And,
and yeah, you can do the same.
To do an all-talk one-off episode. And hey, yeah.
If you guys have a special request for any episode, you guys want us to
yes.
DJ your party, you guys
yes.
want us to DJ your wedding, you guys want
yes.
us to talk at your wedding,
yes.
invite us to your wedding.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes, you can also do that.
Go to our page at bff.com/show/last-call.
Yes.
And donate with a note.
Yes.
Be like, hey.
Fuck me.
Thanks for listening. This is Last Call. We'll leave you with one last song. Have a good Friday night.
Saturday night.
Have a good Saturday night.
Yes.
Love you.
No.
Staring out the window, waiting for life to stop. Cause everything I've been through, never seems to let up. Someone asked me why I feel like a feel. Take pill after pill. I wish I could chill, politic, and play the game. I don't know the fake from the real. The weight of the steel from the things that I kill when I sign my life away. I'm not afraid to
call. Forget the odds. I just gotta have you. And I'll never stop. This is where I wanna be. This is where I wanna be.